just like to correct the Albury weather report for today. It is mostly sunny and 27 degrees. I was looking at yesterday, but a very good morning, everyone.
Good morning to everybody.
Sky Sports Radio.
God, that was brilliant.
We're at Albury Race Club today. Albury Cup Day. Great to be here.
What time did you finish last night?
Oh, no, that's
late.
The thing. Not at full time.
He went home.
Loz did, obviously, doing the Matty John Show. Morning, boys.
Yeah, morning. Morning, Mido.
What's going?
Morning. Nice to see that we got some sunshine today, unlike yesterday here in Albury.
Well, the tone was set when our poor old producer, Tommy, would you believe? So you're flying from Sydney to Albury. Via Qantas.
Horrendous airline, got to say.
Luggage gone missing.
Horrendous
How
airline.
How does your luggage go missing going to Albury?
I said, are we going to London? How can you stuff up? Mate, there was only 40 of us on the plane.
Oh, seriously.
There's spare seats. Stick his suitcase on a seat if you have to.
He had a T-shirt and a pair of shorts. That's all he's got.
The only thing I will say to Tommy, youngster play as well, checking luggage in. Sydney, Albury, carry on only.
But sometimes
only
he had his suit.
Nah, carry on, mate. Just take one socks, one jocks, and your suit.
Yeah, carry on. Carry only. Your suit on the board.
Yeah, I did. But sometimes
youngster play.
Bad I put play. Everything in so you don't have to carry.
Though. Never check in.
But
regional.
Well, he's got no gear.
Never check gear in regional.
You don't have to buy gear today. To
Even
go to the
though
race.
I'm happy to hit Qantas. Since COVID, I think they have been. Horrible in all aspects.
Well, it happens all the time.
Am I allowed to say that? Are we sponsored by Qantas?
No.
Good. Yeah. Poor. It Watch me be. Go. I'll be in 45D today right beside the toilet on the way back to Sydney. And my luggage won't make it.
You'll be on the wing.
I reckon they're being appalling. Get some more staff or whatever you got to do. And stop taking a profit as well.
Oh, and all you do is go and scan at one of the QR codes.
Yeah.
And you know, you ring the joint as well, but what do they do? And then hope for the best.
Well played, Tommy, as well, though. Going and buying some gear for last night. That was respect. See that? Yeah. Anybody else would have just piked it, would have went, mad. I've got no gear. I'm getting out of this. Tommy was still there.
Yeah, but he's going to the races today.
Yeah. Well,
so
no
he's had to get gear.
Yeah, no doubt.
He had no choice.
Poor boy, probably had his best suit packed.
Yeah, I know.
Ready to rumble here, trackside.
Oh, I've got one for you, boys. What? I've got one for you, talking about gear swaps and buying stuff. Mm. The great Dave Steely last night.
What's he done now?
You will love this.
Well,
hang on, what about when he tried to rope us in? Like, as he makes his introduction to the night, he tells everyone that you and I are going on stage for a Q&A. I was like, DS, no, we're not. Rope us in.
Well, we're sitting there watching the football. Anyhow, having a couple of drinks. And
this is good.
Anyhow, the bloke goes, Dave, here's the cuffs that you're after.
And we're sort of there going. Cuffs.
Yeah.
As like in his shirt cuffs.
Cufflinks. And we're there going, all right, what's this for? And he goes, oh, Dave wanted some cufflinks. So he took the cufflinks that he had, gave them to Dave.
Took them off his own
Dave
shirt.
Dave couldn't go to the shops.
Oh, dear.
To get his own cufflinks this morning.
So he had to borrow a set of cufflinks.
And I don't even think he's borrowed them. I think Steve said, they're yours.
Just a little transfer across the table.
So here you know how Dave takes his own beer to pubs and all that type of stuff? That's his appearance fee. The cufflinks.
DS, I think, is top. He's top three tightest I've ever met.
Yeah, one
Michael Bevan goes into that category. Bevo was top. His top three. They reckon Booney. I reckon Booney was tight as it gets. I never experienced Booney being that tight. Yeah. Bevo invited us to his house for a barbecue with the New South Wales Cricket Boys like he was, mate, Bevo was playing for Australia. He's loaded. His house was unbelievable. And we had to pay for the food. $100 each, chip in. What?
He invited.
At your house, and you invited us.
Really?
Tight ass.
Did you know that before you went? Or did he just spring it on you?
No, I think he sprung us on it. I can't remember, but it was like, I was like, mate, Bev, I was a youngster. I was 18. He'd go, mate, look at this house. Yeah. I can see the water. What's this about? There's no water in Liverpool. You can afford to pay for the seafood.
What about as a groomsman at a wedding? I had a mate who charged us $85 each for the suit. So he bought most of it, but $85 each we had to pay.
For what?
The suits.
So
groom buys his groomsmen the suits, right? Is that right?
I don't know.
That's what you. Well,
but if that's what you're going to do, buy them. No, I didn't have. I had my old man as my best man. Mate, wear your own suit, Dad.
Well, there was three of us, I think.
I think we hired.
But if you're doing that, then you got to pay.
Yeah.
DS can't buy his own cufflinks. No. Can't buy his own beers.
And Steve said they're $8, mate.
And then he had a look at him and said, one's broken.
Oh, complained about
he did, didn't he? He complained about him.
He wasn't happy.
Got him for nothing and then said, oh, mate, I think this one's broken. Yeah,
that was on the floor. The ambush.
Yeah, me.
The ambush.
We tipped it, Loz, didn't we?
You two are...
Mate, we told. You and Bulldog, we warned you two. We warned you blokes about Parra. They'll come in. They'll come in for the Panthers.
When you've lost three in a row, you know the ambush is coming.
It's like three ducks.
It's time for you to eat the biggest humble pie, big one here.
No, we said they could win.
We told you.
They could win.
Who'd you tip?
I tip Penrith.
Yeah, yep.
Not the first time I tipped wrong in my life.
And when Bulldog said the ambush is coming.
I don't remember hearing
Bulldog
say that.
Yeah, we were laughing because... I'll tell you why we're laughing. It was 0-3. It was desperate times. So there's no ambush when you're 0-3. You've just got to be up.
Matt Bulldog said, they're going to be up, Parra. Oh, you reckon? None from three. I reckon they might be up as well.
Yeah,
nah,
they'll be
there
up.
Was whispers at training that they're going to be up this week.
That's right, whispers at training.
Well done, Parra. You'd hope every week
whispers out of training would be that they're ready to go. But well done to Parra.
Yeah.
What a start
to the season.
It was a good
game. It was a really good game last
night. Yeah, it really was.
What about Cleary?
Oh.
Mate, what about that play? You talk about, you know, we sit and always talk about how much an athlete is paid. In one play, in my opinion, hand him his, what's he get? 1.4, 1.5? Stick it in his bank account. Mate, kick for touch, spot on. Drop goal, spot on.
That's why you pay him that money.
He's worth, mate, in one play, forget the rest of the season, he's worth his money. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, no.
Take it in an extra point. I was like, just, what a kick.
Not many other players would have been able to do that.
And wet conditions as well. That's what I was saying to you this morning. It wasn't like it's like bone dry, drop goal, easy. It was like hard to hold the ball all night, hard to kick all night. He just smoked it right out of the middle.
We sat there and watched it at the club last night, Mido and I, and we turned to each other and said, oh, now it's in extra time. The script has been written now for Moses to stand up.
Yeah.
And that'll be the storyline. And what happened? They go down the other end of the field and he gets one over the post. But there's talk that he's re-signed. Although Brad Arthur still said the deal wasn't done after the game. But more than likely, the deal will go through. So they've secured their halfback for another 4 years. Parramatta.
Nice way to top it
nice
off.
Nice way to top it off,
that's
yeah.
That's the case. Great. What a great game of footy, though.
Well, it was. I thought it was fast. And then I looked at my clock at half time, and it was 8:42. The game started at 8.
Yeah, so just about on time. Finally.
So usually the games are going 50, 55 minutes a half.
Yeah.
That one last night, well, not 55, but 50 minutes a half. That game last night, 42 minutes first half.
Is that me there was
not many stoppages at all.
And I don't...
And that's the way the game should be played.
I think the commentators were saying even in the second half, there was sort of 14 minutes into the second half before the whistle was blown for a penalty, before the first stoppage.
Yeah.
So second half would have been the same as well.
Well, I follow the time on a Thursday night
because...
The earlier the game finishes, the earlier I get on the Matty Hill show.
You would hate golden point more than anyone.
I hate golden point. Yeah. And I sat there towards the end and saying to Mido, look, this game's going to wrap up at about 20 to 11. How good. And then all of a sudden, Cleary kicked it over and my head sunk. I was like, oh, extra time.
The Eels completed 41 of 43 sets last night.
Unbelievable.
Well, there's a blueprint on how to win games.
Unbelievable.
We'll keep you in games. You know, you've got to be able to hold the ball. And a lot of teams in the opening weeks of the competition haven't done that. They've turned it over. And there's been some horrible performances. They looked like they lost control of that game last night, Parramatta. And even when they got, 8-0 up early, and then Parramatta sort of started to get the ascendancy towards half-time, you thought, this could be tough. But they hung in there, they dug deep and... came away with a much-needed 2 points.
Signed, sealed and delivered. Headline on the back page of the Daily Telegraph, the Herald, blue and golden boy. And also, Mitch proves he's one in a million with Eels deal. On the back page of the Herald as well, the Australian, Moses Magic breaks Eels ducks. So 17-16 last night. It just had to be Mitch Moses in golden point extra time. And earlier in the day, the report... saying that Mitchell Moses is staying at the Eels on a four-year extension until the end of 2028, reportedly around $1.25 million a season. Though it's suggested as well he could have got around $1 million more over the course of the contract with the Tigers. So he's left $1 million on the table there. But look, I think it's great as a neutral that he's staying there with the Eels grand final last year. Then caps it off with that performance last night.
Oh, I think smart decision. I like Mitch. I think he's a good guy. Firstly, I think he's got a lot of talent. I think everyone just wants to see him do exactly what he did last night. Own that last play, take control. And then sometimes you're going to hit that out of the middle of your boot, and get it between the sticks. Sometimes you're not. I don't think it's about him missing opportunities. I just think it's about him owning that pressure moment that everyone wants to see. And he did that last night. So, yeah, and good on Parramatta. They offered him a great deal. He's been there for a long time. I think, even though I'm a Tigers fan, would have loved to see him at the Tigers. I think he's made the right decision. I think he's a Parra boy. They haven't won a grand final yet. He should see that as his number one challenge. It's not like he's making no money. He's on great coin there. So I don't think that extra money was because there was an extra year offered, right, with the Tigers. Didn't the Tigers have one extra year?
Yeah. That's factored in.
So, again, I think he's made a really smart decision. And if he has signed, then what a way to top it off last night.
Can't help but wonder, with him yet to have made a call, if he sat there and watched the Tigers the first 3 weeks and went, nah. Because he might have been tempted. I mean, I'm sure it hasn't helped the Tigers.
I've got no doubt he would have. Yeah, he would have been watching and seeing, and not only see how they go, they are going, but he's got good mates there too. Luke Brooks is one of his best mates. So if he had the opportunity to watch him, I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
And then to work out my football career, where am I going to win a competition? Where's my strongest team going to be? He probably has looked at it and thought, well, I need to stay here at Parramatta. And on last night's performance, you would say that they are a far better team than what the Tigers have shown us so far.
Definitely.
But Parramatta supporters, they've been crying out for success for a long period of time. They made the grand final last year. Now that they've got back there, they want to, be able to challenge for comps. And the way it was starting, it didn't look like that was going to happen. They needed that victory last night more than anyone. And they're able to get it in extra time. So they move on. They've got a tough game next week now. They've got to back it up against the Roosters, who are coming off a bye also.
Gosh, they've had a hard draw to start the season, haven't they? Yeah. Para, just on the text line, if Moses is on 1.2, Cleary should be on 2.2. No name to that one. Morning, boys. Just want to congratulate Para on the win last night. If that's all Para had against a quality team like Penrith, they won't go far this year. As for the Panthers, they haven't played their best yet. Moses overrated, says Luke. Gee, I'll tell you what, not much praise there for Para. There was another one here praising Bulldog, though, on predicting the ambush. Ambush achieved. Nice work, Bulldog. The Chownster sending that one through.
The doggy.
And keep them coming. 0419767.
I was pretty swift with my response last night.
I didn't even have to reply. Your response was on behalf of both of us.
I can't read Loz's response on radio.
So good.
We'll just cut straight to the straight to the chase.
Good night, Bulldog.
Yeah, good night, Bulldog.
So the four of us were on a group chat. Bulldog's hashtag on air apology. Laurie, get stuffed, and he didn't say stuffed, won't be happening. And then it just continues. And Bulldog was very much put in his place.
Us a little hint before a ball was kicked as well, didn't he? He was fired up for the game, Bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
Sent a little
predicted the upset to him.
Yeah, pre-match
must
text.
Have rang him before the game and said, mate, the ambush is
ambush.
On.
That means the Tigers are on against the Storm. Tigers have got ambush coming. Storm,
ambush,
look out.
Yep.
Oof. Look out, there's talk at training that they're going to be up for this game, Loz.
Well, it looks like
I think they will be too. I think the Tigers will
Mate,
be ready.
They should be that bloody
game.
That's
exactly right. And the criticism they've copped over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, they'd want to be up.
They've released Ken Mamalo, the Tigers. He's off to the Titans, released him from the final year of his contract. So Kemba Marlowe off to the Gold Coast. But it is...
Might be releasing a few more, I reckon, if we don't win this weekend.
Well, just on that, that's back page of the Herald as well. Not with the Tigers, though, with the Dragons. Griffin, not the only Dragon in firing line. And this saying that, well, they've got a stack of players off contract, 11 off contract players they've got to make a call on in coming months. And you can imagine, because he did shape that squad, didn't he, Anthony Griffin, Loz? So, sort of had a bit of a, well, what's been termed a money ball sort of policy, trying to get those sort of middle of the road players on little mullet, you know, economic contracts, but it just hasn't worked.
No, well it hasn't, and it certainly hasn't worked the way that the Dragons would have liked it to happen. But all these players are playing for their future, so they've got a great opportunity to go out there in the coming weeks and play well and earn another deal either at that club or somewhere else. But a lot of those players that are coming off contract, Middo, I don't know whether they will be re-signed. I don't know how you re-sign them. Certainly not going to pay decent money for them. And they'll have to improve out of sight and be more consistent with their performances before you even look to go down that path again. Otherwise, if you're a new coach coming in, you're looking to change that roster. But you wouldn't be signing anyone now if you're the Dragons. Mm. Oh, you wouldn't be signing anyone. And you'd hope that either the next sort of month or so they work out what they're going to do with the coach. And then they
Is this not
then,
the greatest then example,
they started
though,
to look at what the roster looks like going forward. But you don't sign anyone now.
Surely with a new coach coming in, you cannot sign or sack anyone. Surely the new coach has got to have a say.
Well, certainly not sign. You can't sign anyone.
And they've got how many players? 11 coming off contract. So is this not a great example where they really need to know who their new coach is, even if he's not taking over the team right now, to be able to make these decisions? If they wait to the end of the season...
Oh, yeah, no. They'll make a decision...
ASAP.
I think within the next 6 weeks,
yeah,
they'll just sort of get a gauge of how Griffin is going. I mean, in the next 6 weeks, if he wins six in a row, then they might go, well, he's the guy that's going to take us.
Well, he's the guy that's going to have to reapply.
Next couple of years.
Mate.
But they might. He mightn't have to reapply if they win six from six. They might just say, no, you know what? We know what you can do. Here we go. But if they're three from six, you'd say he's a dead man walking. Yeah. You know, to hold on to his job, he's going to have to win a lot of games, the majority of games. But we just don't know what's going to happen. But if you're the Dragons, you're not signing anyone at this stage.
So what do those players do? From a player's perspective, if you get an opportunity at another club, are you not running?
Yeah, but how many of them are going to be really wanted at other clubs?
Well, even that, does that not say a lot about the squad that they've got? If you're not getting chased by another club...
Well, I'm sure there'll be discussions around bringing you to our club, but then what type of dollars are other clubs going to pay?
Yeah. Versus what you're getting at the Dragons.
Well, here are some names. Moses Embiid, Jacob Little, Josh Kerr, Aaron Woods, Tau Tau Moga, Billy Burns. Just some of the names off contract. And Jack DeBellin, this article in the Herald saying DeBellin and Ravalawa, they've got player options that they need to trigger as well. So,
So again, a lot of those players, they're not going to get massive deals at any other club. And there's not going to be many clubs knocking on the door, banging down the door, to get them to go to their club. So that's why the Dragons, don't re-sign and just wait until you decide on the new coach so he can start to formulate his roster.
Also back page of the Herald.
Griffin, if he stays.
Why Arnie can barely contain his excitement. The Socceroos playing tonight, their first match since that unbelievable effort at the World Cup last year up against Ecuador at Combank Stadium. We'll preview it with Mossy later this morning. Back page of the Australian, Curnow puts Cats defence in danger. And being here in Albury, Loz, we were at the Commercial Club last night where Dave hosted the Calcutta. And you know you're on the border town when... You know, you're hearing cheers go up and you're turning around. Oh, gee, it's a goal in the AFL. It's an AFL town, Albury, overall, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Now, it's predominantly AFL. There was a lot of people around last night. It was a good game of AFL last night. A lot of Carlton supporters at the Commercial Club. They were starting to sing the song at the end. But Geelong have started the season after being last year's Premier 0-2. And Carlton won a tight game. They've been questioned whether they have the ability to win tight games. They had a draw last week against Richmond, but they hung on against Geelong last weekend, so that'll do or help their coach Michael Voss convince the players that they're on the right path, and they've got a good young list and very much capable of playing finals footy this year, Carlton.
Yeah, they have to play finals this year, that club. They've been under the pump big time. Give us a call, 1353 53. Send us a text, 0419 767 272. 17-16, Parramatta over Penrith last night. It just had to be Mitch Moses. And that was after Nathan Cleary kicked a two-point field goal on full time to send it to Golden Point. And then Mitch Moses with the field goal. And this was after a sin bin as well. In fact, there were two very crucial sin bins that led to both those field goals. It was a dramatic finish, to say the least. So Junior Paolo, just before full time, well, in the last minute of play, a high shot sent to the bin, put on report, and that put Penrith in the field position to give Nathan Cleary the chance of the two-pointer, which he nailed. And then it was Mitch Kenny who went to the sin bin. Parra put it up, put it in Penrith's half from the kick, and then moved the ball up the field, and Mitch Moses gets the job done. So
I reckon that was a square-up as well, Loz, Mitch Kenny. I don't reckon that was a sin bin.
You're probably right.
I reckon that was a, let's make it 12 on 12.
He was sort of falling, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't reckon that was a sin bin.
Yeah, the Junior Paolo one.
That was heavy. He got him.
Tell me, was he going to get away with that until they challenged it?
Parramatta captain's challenge. Don't know.
I couldn't hear the commentary, but it looked like, to me, where I was sitting and watching it at the club, that they were going to allow him to stay on and play on.
But I think they would have seen the replay on the big screen. And then I reckon Bunker would have come back down anyway.
I just didn't know how it unfolded.
I reckon that was a sin bin. He smoked him. He got him. He was falling, but he got him.
Yeah, but once the game stopped.
Oh, then there's no choice.
Yeah, and they challenged it. That he was always
They must have just challenged for time to, like, get some air back.
I'd say so and get themselves
set. Which made sense. A minute left in the game.
Yeah, but it might have come back to haunt them, because I think if they kept going, and it would have been 13 on 13 in extra time. That's all. I didn't know how it sort of unfolded. But then once he got sent off, and then an extra time, once Kenny made contact to the head, you got the feeling that he was going as well.
Right.
Yep.
Got to wrap our man Gutho. He has been Parra's best player by panel so far this season.
Yeah.
What about, Loz, I think we both went, wow. When he didn't leave his feet, he was under huge pressure to take a bomb. And he could have made the decision to leave his feet, but he trusted that, you know, his timing was right as players were coming through to jump for the ball.
It was an interesting decision because I've seen them go wrong when you just stay on your feet and wait for the ball to come to you, especially when opposition teams are coming and charging. But they didn't compete for the ball, the Parramatta players. That's one thing that, not the Parramatta, Penrith players. That's one thing that surprised me. The Penrith players came through, but they didn't compete, and Gutho just stayed on his feet. If they had actually jumped for the ball, they possibly could have came down with it. But he was so courageous, and he has been their best player. Yeah, Hopgood's been really good for them. The front rowers have been good. But
Madison was good last night on his return.
Madison made a lot of tackles, but Gutho is just the guy that's been holding them together, and he's really having a captain's knock so far this year.
On the text line, Clarkie, Bulldog Richie was correct, mate. The Eels were up for it last night. Thanks to you, Bulldog, the cash is rolling in.
Nah, we told him. We told Bulldog. Yeah. Me and Loz told him. Ambush is coming, mate.
The ambush is on.
Don't know why he didn't want to believe us.
Kidding.
Parramatta, mate. We spoke to people at training. There was whispers around they were going to be up for it.
Get on the mighty Tigers tonight also. Regards, Tiger Andy.
Yeah, come on, Tigers.
Early candidate for game of the season last night. Gutho was huge, says the factor. Morning, boys. Another Dave Stanley tip. Another loser also says the factor. Well, I hadn't even got off the plane yesterday, and I had tips from Daly and Stanley, which had lost. And then I rely on Bulldog's tip to get me back in front.
Well, if you backed it each way, you would have got your money
back. Yeah, but I didn't do that.
DS was sitting one seat in front of me, and I was watching him because I think the race must have been on at 3:20, was it? So we were in the air.
Trying to get reception.
And you could see him, like, moving his phone around, thinking, like, it's got an aerial. Like, he's got over here. Will it work over here? Will it work over here?
What's the name of that? Profit something.
We're flying, buddy. There's no reception up here.
Mate, I fall into Stanley's tips all the time. And then he goes, I got another one at 5 in the whatever race it was. Mm.
Prophet's Daughter was the
one. Yeah, Prophet's Daughter was the one early at 3:25, I think it was. Mm. And then there was another one that was racing about 5 o'clock. And he said, mate, won't lose.
Oh, my God.
So he gave me them ones.
We got Mitch Beer joining us later this morning. We are at Albury Race Club, by the way, if you're just tuning in. We're at the Commercial Club there last night.
Massive club, Commercial Club too.
Calcutta.
How's your feed?
Food was lovely. Oh,
did you have steak? Yeah, so nice. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
No, it was good. I'll tell you what, they could get some people through there.
Yeah, it was packed. The bistro was full.
Big club. Calcutta was good last night.
I haven't got the sheet. I'm not sure what the final pool was, but I'll get the details.
I think 20-odd thousand to the winner, I think, if the horse wins. 24, 25.
I was speaking to Hatchie from the Heights, one of our listeners who was there. He was there with his mate, and he said, we've gone to two Calcuttas and we've drawn. They drew Brutality at Hawkesbury last year and they drew Mankayan here last night. So there are a few grand in the black just by drawing those horses. So they were absolutely cheering.
Well, that'll be a strong chance today, Mankayan.
And
Hatchie and Willow from Windsor, they sit together at the footy.
And I spoke to another listener who says she's mates with Willow from Windsor, Kelly from Londonderry. And I had a great chat with PK from Albury who texts in, and PK was with Debbie, and PK suffering from motor neurone disease, just that hideous, hideous disease. And it was great to have a chat with you, PK, as well. I know you're an avid listener. Great to see you there at the Commercial Club last night. But give us a call, 1353 53. Helen, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. I have fond memories of the Commercial Club with Chris Johns and Roy Simmons. Big night.
I can imagine. Well, with those two in particular. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, well, we were there for a trial game, so it was a very big weekend. And where we were staying, we had the Penrith boys staying at the same hotel. And it was quite funny because one of the boys was staying next to us, and I had two young children with me. So we were trying to be really quiet, but... Yeah, he didn't get much sleep.
No, I could imagine, but it's a big club, massive club.
It's a great club. Albury's a great little town, and, you know, it's an AFL town, but it's a great town. What I wanted to ring about today, boys, is what our family's doing tonight in our household. We'll be watching the Storm Tigers game, and, Loz, I'm a bit worried because our longest-serving player on the field is a front rower, Christian Welsh.
Oh, yes.
Everybody else that has been there more than 2 years is not playing.
Really?
So I'm a bit concerned. Oh, maybe Justin Olam. Justin's been there about 4 years.
Yeah.
But everyone else is new or fairly new. Jeez, so
they haven't been going
concerned.
Great, Helen. They haven't.
Tigers are coming for you, Helen. They're looking for an ambush.
Fighting and talking on Monday. Hey, it's Bellyache's coach against him tonight because, of course, Sheensy coached Craig at Canberra.
Yes.
So, but the other week when the Bulldogs played, my daughter-in-law is Bulldogs because her late uncle was Steve Folk. So, of course, my son went to the game dressed in his Storm gear and the rest of the family are in Bulldogs. So we're not having a good year. I wanted to talk about the Dolphins Bronx game tonight.
Yes,
we actually became foundation members of the Dolphins when they started up here. All our family did as the support for a Queensland team. My head says Broncos.
Yeah.
My heart says Dolphins.
I think a lot of people are like that, Helen. I think a lot of people would think that the Broncos are just going to turn up and win. And if the Broncos players have that attitude, then they'll get beaten because you know that Wayne Bennett coach sides are always ready to go. But I think that the Broncos will win and it'll be a great atmosphere. It'll be a great atmosphere.
Oh, look,
I know you're a passionate Storm, so you're going to be a passionate Dolphin now as well.
Well, when the grandkids come over, Loz, they sit there and I've trained them to say fins up.
It's amazing, Helen, how the Dolphins have taken off very quickly.
Yeah, and look, the support up here in Queensland is massive. Like I was saying to Tom before off air, my girlfriend lives in Victoria and I was saying, oh, they're talking much about the Dolphins down there. She said there's hardly any reports, whereas up here... it's all Dolphins. And we keep hearing it's not the Redcliffe Dolphins, it's just the Dolphins. And we've watched the documentary on Stan. Great doco on the insides of a club and how Wayne Bennett is with his players, with his staff, with his management team. Great doco. But it's going to be a great game. It's probably the atmosphere up here and the talk up here is probably equivalent to an Origin game.
Well, I saw the front and back paper of the Courier Mail last night on Matty John's show. They showed what the paper is looking like today. And it's basically got the Broncos on the front, and then there's a headline saying Dolphins are on the back. So if you turn it around and flip, it's a photo of the Dolphins, two Dolphins players, and on the front it's a photo of the two Broncos players. So they're just dominating the news cycle up there in Brisbane. But it'll be a good game anyway, Helen. So
it will, and I think it will probably be on commercial TV on Channel 9. I think it will probably be one of the highest rating rugby league games in a few years. Tonight, I think a lot of people are going to watch this game.
No doubt. No, good stuff, Helen. Really appreciate the call, as always. And Loz Clarke, Wayne Bennett yesterday, and his pre-match media conferences.
What'd
I mean,
say?
Seriously, he is something else, isn't he, Wayne Bennett? So on missing the launch, which he didn't go to the day before, he said, I didn't want to go. Simple as that.
Mate, you don't pull the Ferrari out.
73.
You don't pull the Ferrari out for clubbies, mate. The Ferrari doesn't come out of the garage for clubbies.
Oh, and then what else?
Come on.
He was asked, you know, have you forgiven the Broncos? Well, he bristled at that, as you can imagine.
What
saying
he
say? He's only here to answer something about the Dolphins.
Yes.
He refused to give his thoughts on the Felice Kaufusi ban.
Yes.
He's one of a kind.
Yeah.
One of a kind. There'll never be another Wayne Bennett. That's for sure. So
playing
he is,
the media beautifully, was, isn't he?
But gee, he loves it, though. Yeah. He loves it. He acts like he doesn't, but
there's
he loves
inner
it.
Inner smirk, I reckon, every single day when he gets out of bed.
Yeah.
He wakes up with that inner smirk going, you know what, today I reckon I might say four words in my press conference. Then he goes, nah, I had a great night last night. That red wine was good. I'm going to give him eight words today.
You love it.
I reckon it's brilliant.
I
did that when I was captain.
Yeah. Well, multi's open. We'll get to that shortly. We've got Chriso on the line. G'day, Chriso.
Morning, boy. How we going?
Fantastic on a Friday, mate, especially when we're on the road. How are you?
Good, mate. I've got one thing to say in the words of NFL coach of years ago. How about their meal?
The ambush was on, Chriso. The ambush was there.
That's it, mate. And, Middo, you're the only one that's stuck with doorbells, so while you're giving it a drive, why give those pair a clip, mate, trying to take them out.
Mate, what
about... Hey, where was that the last 3 weeks, though, Chris?
I've been going for them since I was 5 years old, so 51 now. I've been hearing about it for years, mate. So the first 3 weeks are no different, but... Yeah, it was good to see it last night. Oh, I didn't see it, actually. I was driving, so I was listening to it, so...
The first three weeks, they were all right. They've played some decent football against some pretty good teams as well, but they've just obviously failed to nail those big moments. But
no good last night, that's for sure.
No, it's a good game of footy, really good game of footy. Will you enjoy the rest of the weekend then, Chris? Who you got next week?
Another team coming off the bye in the Roosters. So,
Another ambush?
Game as well.
Another ambush?
It should just be a cakewalk. Thank
good
you.
On you, mate.
See you, boys. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right, Lorenzo. Multi. Help.
Are we ready to go?
We are.
You sound flat. Mate, talk about...
I haven't had much sleep.
Don't forget the sleep. Talk about... You need an ambush.
This is an ambush. I'm up.
It needs an ambush.
I need a coffee. That's
you've been poor.
Need.
By the way, rave reviews about your cross on the Matty John show.
Yeah,
last
why was it?
Was he good? Was he
asleep? So
yeah, I didn't see
you.
It. I was snoring. I was out. So what'd you do?
I've got no idea.
Did you wear your?
I woke up this morning, and Kevy had texted me, and he said, "That's one of your best crosses. How funny!" I thought
you praised the Broncos.
I thought I was very straight.
Well, maybe, but maybe you've worked out.
I might have praised the Broncos.
You're blind drunk. That's why. Everyone loved it.
I did praise the Broncos. I think I said, I think they can win the comp.
There you go. That's why Kevy's happy.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
That's why. Kevy's saying one of your best
as
well.
What did I do wrong? What did I say?
Well, you probably were looking skinny. You probably had your own shirt on, not one of theirs. So you probably felt good in your attire.
Yeah. I tell you what, it was the weirdest cross of all time.
Where'd you do it from?
From the
pub.
Bar area, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you what.
Sports bar area?
Sports bar.
Yeah, okay.
So not far it was, from where you sat.
So they're all going off, you know, with the footy on. And then there was a good atmosphere. So everyone was up and about. And then Joe and Benny had set up. And then we go, righto, guys, we've got about a minute before the cross. So you want that atmosphere to come through. Mate, they all shut up.
Oh, really?
You could have heard a pin drop.
That's nice of them. Yeah, but that's not what you want.
Then that was off-putting. It was off-putting for
me. You want the ruckus in the background.
You want the noise and you want people to be doing stuff. But anyway, they just shut up and then the cross was finished and then they went back to 100.
There you go.
Flying again.
Gave you space to be able to talk.
But it was it was a very good night, and thanks to the people at the Commercial Club. But we're here to make a bit of money and I need to get back into a bit of form.
You do? True.
I don't like criticism.
Well, you copped a fair bit.
But I'll face it head on.
You definitely need an ambush.
So the ambush is coming, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is our ambush this weekend. We are going to race 6 in Sydney. Race 6, number 10. She's a favourite of mine, Roots. Love Roots. Heard her run top 3. Into race 9, number 6, Diamil, to run top 4. And if you want to be a part of that BSB multi this morning, that's paying $7.50.
$7.50. Tab app, tab website, click on sport and today's offers. The Big Sports Breakfast Best, Loz's multi, Roots to run what, top 4 was it, Loz?
Top 3.
Dymal, top 3, sorry. And Dymal, top 4. So both, yeah, I mean, $7.50 when you're getting a top 3 and a top 4, Hope. Give it strength, Loz. People don't like us saying give it strength on the show, but...
So we'll say it a few times.
We'll do it.
The ambush is coming.
The ambush is coming for Loz's multi, and it's that time of the morning where the system might be rebooting. Just log out of your app and back in, or your website, tab website and back in, and it should be there very, very soon. But the Big Sports Breakfast Best paying $7.50 this morning. The Albury Cup today, by the way, as of last night... when I was looking at the market, in fact, I should be able to bring it up here. Race 7 on the card today, the Albury Gold Cup, $200,000 race over 2,000 metres. Remember Tom Melbourne winning this race not too long ago. And the favourite as it stands is Bel Toro. And Josh Richards has been, he's the late appointed jockey there. Josh Richards. So Bel Toro, barrier 2 for Robert Hickmott, $3.60 at the top of the market. And Mankayan. For Kieran Maher and David Eustace and Beau Mertens will be in the saddles, $4. Summerbeal for the Waterhouse Bot Stable is a $5 chance. Winona Costin set to ride there. And Riverina Cyclone for Matt Laurie is $9, the other runner in single digits. But Bel Toro at the top of the market for the feature here today to jump at 4:05, the Commercial Club Albury Gold Cup. It is 28 minutes past 6. To come on the show this morning, Brad Rosen, former Kings captain. We'll speak to him in about 10 minutes or so time. Ali Mosley, PK from Albury last night, was telling me how much he loves Ali Mosley's mail, and she'll be on soon. Adam Pengilly to wrap the footy last night and get his mail for tomorrow as well. Mitch Beer, as I mentioned earlier, local personality and horse trainer as well, of course. And he's a classic Mitch. He's going to join us about 20 past 7 this morning. Phil Moss after the 7:30 news to talk football, Brad Davidson, and the great Steve Blocker-Roach for just about the whole last hour of the program will join us as well. I'm guessing he's probably back in the studio running the show for the second week in a row.
Sitting in your chair. Be smart.
Block bet.
The King's chair.
Block bet.
Pressing a few
whatever
buttons.
Whatever he goes without us there, Block.
Oh, he didn't
He'd
look,
be lonely.
Didn't look
happy, he was looking around. Yeah. I can only imagine what type of pupil he would have been at school.
What about the space, though, he has on that table for his newspaper, his notes, his diary? Yeah. He sets it up beautifully.
He does, doesn't he?
No one touches it. No one can disturb him there.
Nah. He's a very routine type of guy, Blocker.
Wonder what he's got for us today.
Oh, he left something. Mm. He'll be scheming something in his mind.
Geez, he hates those potholes. Hates him.
Yeah, he's not a pothole.
What sort of cars he drive? Because it must affect the car. You'd imagine big blocks in a four-wheel drive, surely.
Yeah.
Or a ute.
I don't know, actually.
Got to be a big ute, I reckon. Yeah. I can see blocks. You'll be in one of those big F-250s, the big Ford. You know, the big truck.
Oh, the Dodgers.
Or the Ram.
The Ram.
Block should be the face of Ram. There's an opportunity.
Yeah. He's always looking for them.
I might mention that to him today. Yeah. The new face of Ram.
The new face of Ram.
At Lowe's.
Blocker Roach.
There's some Aussies in some fierce battles in round two of the WGC match play. Adam Scott is up against American Sam Burns. Burns is one up through 13 holes. Jason Day and Victor Perez, their match is tied through 9 holes. Now, Minwoo Lee, he's up against Matt Fitzpatrick, the Englishman, and Fitzpatrick's one up through 4 holes there this morning at the match play. Cam Davis has just got on course. He's up against Tom Hoge, and that is tied through the first hole. Now, there's a huge match about to start over in Europe shortly in Naples. Kicking off in about 5 minutes' time, it is the start of qualifying for the Euros next year in Germany. Italy up against England. Massive game. You can only imagine it's probably kicking off there in Naples. But Italy are $2.90 with Tab. England $2.60. The draw is $3. And Harry Kane, if he scores, would break the England goal-scoring record. He's level with Wayne Rooney on 53 goals as it stands. So that kicks off in about 5 minutes' time. And Mossy will be on later this morning as well. The Socceroos up against Ecuador tonight at Combank Stadium. And the market with Tab has the Socceroos $2.70. Ecuador, slight favourites at $2.60. And the draw there is paying $3.10. Brad Rosen coming up shortly, just on the text line from earlier today. Although I've just lost it. Here it is. Cyclone Pam sends this in. Hey, guys. Husband and I love your show. I'm 68 years old and grew up just down the road from Johnny Sattler. Parents staunch South supporters. Before match days, us kids were sent up to form a guard of honour and cheer as Johnny left his home to play. We followed to Redfern Hill, rug, Vegemite sandwiches and thermos of Bonix. Happy days. Cheers, Cyclone Pam sending that one through.
Thermos of Bonix.
Bonix, Loz. I remember the old thermos, of course, but Bonix.
What is Bonix?
B-O-N-O-X-S.
I remember people used to talk about the Bonix. Is it a... I don't know, mate. I think it used to be in a bloody... looked like Vegemite.
Yeah.
Thermos. So it's obviously a drink. Is it like a...
Bonix. Remember them talking about it when I was growing up.
Is it alcoholic?
No, it's not alcoholic. No.
Bonix. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I'd heard of it. I'm going to Google.
A thermos of Bonix.
Well, you know that our text line is about to light up telling us what's going on here with the
Bonix. Bonix is a beef extract made in Australia.
Beef extract.
Currently owned by Bega Cheese.
Okay.
It's primarily a drink, but can also be used as a stock in cooking.
Okay.
There you go. And
learn something
new
every day.
Right, because...
The glass looks like Vegemite glass.
Yes, there you go.
Very similar. Oh, who stole that idea? That looks exactly like a Vegemite glass, doesn't it? Yellow cap.
Yep, the Bonix. I've heard of that, Middo.
What do you mix it with? Because that looks like it's a like a thick type.
Hot
water.
Okay,
it must be. Yeah, okay.
Okay, Bonix is a beef stock jelly on the text line. Just like OXO stock cubes, another one. There we go. So, happy Friday, gents. Who's showing the England v Italy game this morning? I believe it's on Optus Sport. Is the England Italy game, which is about to start. Stacks of Euro qualifiers about to start. Hello, Brad.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Really well, thank you. And we're in Lauren Jackson territory, actually, here at Albury. But Xavier Cooks.
God bless the goat. God bless the goat.
Yeah, and. And someone else making their mark over in the States already. Xavier Cooks, he's already stepped out on court there for Washington barely, a few days after he won the title with the Kings.
Go those Wizards. I know what you mean. No, it's great. He obviously, they won it on Wednesday night. He flew out Thursday morning. and then got there. And, yeah, he got on the court, had a couple of rebounds, did really well, and really proud of him. It's great. Signed a four-year deal as well. So really, really good for him. So we look at, I don't expect him to play a lot of minutes at the start until he sort of gets his feet under him. But, nah, fantastic.
Brad, what do you reckon the Wizards saw in him? Why do you reckon they wanted to get him?
Defensive would be the first thing. He could guard 1-4. His athleticism is great and his rebounding capability. His shot is something he'll work on, but he's got one of those guys that he can just get on the glass, get the rebounds and run. And right now in the NBA, that's what it's all about. It's all about up and down the court. The scores are high. So he'll be a high-energy impact guy, and I think he'll do a good job for him.
But did you know when LeBron's back? What's happened with his injury? We haven't heard anything.
No, it's been really quiet. I mean, I think it's an ankle injury, and he walks around and everything looks okay. But look, right now, I reckon they'll save him as long as they can because the Lakers had a good win yesterday again as well against Phoenix. So they're looking to make that play-in and push for the playoffs. So they'll put it as long as they can, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's back soon because he wants to get some legs under him before as well. There's only 10 games to go.
Brad, massive story in the NBA yesterday, though. Huge controversy. So Golden State have beaten Dallas 127-125. Of course, the margin had to be 2 points when there was this incident, and the Mavericks are set to protest the result. So can you explain to us what happened late in the third quarter when the Warriors scored, well, an uncontested basket in one of the most bizarre things you'll ever see in the NBA?
It was so weird, wasn't it? It was something that I really don't know how to explain it. It was, look, Dallas are going to do what they're going to do because that's what they need. And they're in a fight for the playoffs as well. So there's no question that they will fight what they do. I don't think anything will come of it. The win will stand. But it's something, if the people haven't seen it, you've got to get on and have a view of that. It's very hard to explain and something that I haven't seen before.
It'd be pretty hard to overturn a result though, Brad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, couldn't. You just couldn't. That's what I'm saying. Like, with everything that goes on.
What's happened here?
There was a contested call before that. And I think Dallas thought they had the ball, but it was actually Golden State who had the ball. So Dallas are at the other end of the court.
What?
Yeah, I didn't see what happened beforehand, but
and that's the problem. You don't see that. You just don't get the whole picture of it. Yeah, so it's so difficult. But weird. Like, I mean, you can hear Clark. He's looking at it the first time. He's like, "What?
Yeah,
what is going on?"
It doesn't make. I feel like they've just allowed him the 2 points.
Yeah, and that's what Dallas's problem is.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Interesting. I'll look into that one.
The Clippers disaster. Paul George knee injury. Last thing they needed.
Look, they struggle as it is, and with Paul George going down, that's huge. I mean, I was so hoping they would play Phoenix in the first round because I think that's what it's looking for at the moment, that 4-5. And if Paul George goes down, we know Kawhi Leonard, he's injury prone as well. I don't think the Clippers were going to go deep as it was. Right now, I think that is just disastrous for them. That is the last thing they need.
Okay, Philadelphia. They're the hottest team in the NBA, Brad. Can they win the East? No. That's just a no, isn't it? $6 to win the East.
I can't see it happening. Embiid will get MVP, in my opinion. I think he's done enough to get the MVP of the league. He's had a really good season. But I just can't see it that they will step up another level come playoffs time. They've been there many times before. And I just don't see them going there. I think it will be Milwaukee and Boston in the East. It's interesting, in the top 10 records of the league between the East and the West, seven of the teams are in the East. So East are really powerful this year. So it's a really, really good way that they're going. But I can't see anyone competing with Milwaukee or Boston for those top two. The rest is playing for change. And look, Philly might get out of the first round, but I can't see them going deep.
Brad, I thought the Nets were supposed to struggle when Kevin Durant left, but
aren't they better?
They look as though they're going better, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable what happens when you've got a happy team, isn't it? So, and a lot can be said about, like, even the Cleveland Cavs this year, they weren't expected to go well. And look at them, and then you go Sacramento Kings, they're sitting in third spot in the West. So it's been really interesting this year where, you know, everyone's talking, like, you've got to have your big three or your big two and stuff. But those teams just haven't. And you look at New Jersey, Brooklyn, the way they've been, and they get rid of those, you know, powerhouse, and they're better. It just goes to see what happens. A happy team, you play defense, you run, and you get some wins. So good on them. I don't think they'll go deep, but I think they should be proud the way they're playing.
And just back home, Angus Glover reportedly re-signed with the Kings, or is set to re-sign. And any other, I guess, noise and whispers on other signings in free agency?
No, look, there's a lot of whispers going on. Jalen Galloway signed for the Kings, so it's great that Angus and Jalen signed. They're two good young kids that you want to keep. And Angus was fantastic during the grand final series as well. Look, the big talk is Keanu Pinder. He's the one. He's out of Cairns. He's got a great relationship with the coaching staff up there. It'd be big to get him out of there. But Sydney, I hear Perth are looking at him. There could be some big changes. And I hear Frank's his brother. Drimmick from Adelaide. I think he could be on the move. And I'm hearing he might be going to Tasmania as well. But for me, Keanu Pinder and DJ Hogg out of Cairns, two very, very good players. They could be on the Kings list, but I know they're on other people's lists as well.
Any news on expansion, Brad? I see the A-League have announced they're going to bring in a couple of teams, but what about the NBA?
Yeah, look, I think there will be an expansion. It certainly won't be now. The way the NBL has done it has been brilliant. They give it like a year and a half. They put a manager in there. They did it fantastically with Tasmania. I know Clark, he loves to defend the island. And what they've done this year is wherever they go, they do it fantastic. So I have Southeast Melbourne was first and then Tasmania. So let's talk Canberra is the main one. I know Brisbane or Gold Coast, I should say. So look, whatever they do, they know that'll tick every box and they're heading there. But it certainly won't be for this next coming season.
And in the WNBL, I guess Shai Lahiel made a bit of statement there as Townsville, the Fire, beat the Southside Flyers to win the WNBL championship, and well, she certainly made an impact after leaving the Sydney Flames after all the dramas surrounding her father.
Yeah, and good for her. You know, like she's just a player, and that's all you want. You know, so what she's had to go through this year would have been tough, and for her to give up, you know, she was a marquee player for the Flames, and for her to give that up, go to Townsville and play a role, she did amazing. And I tell you what, she hooped for them as well. And it's a huge win for Townsville. They lost a couple of years ago, and Charlotte was playing for them back then when they lost the grand final. So they beat Southside, who did lose Lauren Jackson, obviously, because of her foot injury or Achilles. So that's a shame. But Shannon Seabom is the coach, got coach of the year for Tasmania, and a well-deserved win for Townsville, a well-deserved win for them. So congratulations to Shyla, Shannon, and the team.
You have a great day, Brad.
Go those Wizards.
Brad Rosen there. Now, deliciously flaky pastry on top of bottom, which is rolled extra thin. A filly of 100% lean Aussie beef. I'm talking about Garlo's Pies, the only pies you should be putting on your plate. Garlo's Pies are simply bursting with flavour. There's heaps of flavours to choose from. And here's a thought. Just take a night off from cooking. Grab a Garlo's family pie for the whole crew. They're available in all Coles and Woolworths stores. Remember, we're located in the chilled meals section. If you can't find us, just ask for Garlo's Pies by name. Garlo's Pies, they're thin on pastry. They're big on meat. Look at this sunrise here at the Albury Race Club. Ah, it's just gorgeous, Clarkie. Look at that. Have a go. Look at that, Lozza.
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
Cup day.
Tell you what.
27 and sunny.
It's a wonderful town, Albury. Yeah, I forgot how big it was.
I like it here as well.
Like, you know, it's bigger than what you think. And just walking around last night, the weather was great.
How many people were here?
Oh, I reckon
it's about 100
with Albury Wodonga. Yeah, I was going to say somewhere about 80,000, 90,000 with both combined. But Albury certainly a very good place. The weather's beautiful this time of year. They've got the airport over there just across from the racetrack. But that sun coming up, outstanding.
Now, Qantas, can you find our producer Tom's luggage, please?
Qantas.
Figure it out.
Are we on Rex on the way back?
Pterodactyl.
Perfect.
Parramatta 17, Penrith 16 last night, and Carlton beat Geelong by 8 points at the MCG. The multi is open, and Lozza, what do you got for us?
Tomorrow in Sydney, Roots, race 6, number 10, to run top 3, and then race 9, number 6, Diamil, to run top 4. And if you'd like to be a part of that multi-middo, that's paying $7.50.
$7.50, tab app, tab website, click on sport and today's offers. We're in Albury today and Ali Mosley is joining us, courtesy of Sky Racing. Ali, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, team. Is it nice and chilly down there today?
Oh, it's all right where we are inside.
It's a bit chilly early this morning, but it's supposed to be a really quality day. It's a, what did you say, midday?
27 and sunny.
27 and sunny, Ellie.
The sunrise looks amazing.
These are my favourite days when autumn finally arrives and we get those crisp mornings and then the beautiful sunny days. So I'm very jealous.
The William Reid tonight, let's go in chronological order. Have you got a fancy there, the Group 1 at the Valley?
I like Berlin Nipotina there, and I'm not always fully across Melbourne form, but, you know, obviously I've watched a lot of her races just given she's been racing in very strong company. She should, I think, probably arguably be a group winner, a dual Group 1 winner at the Valley. She goes really well there. I think we can give her for her run in the Newmarket. I think she's getting back to a track that she loves and she always performs. So I think she is over an each way bet there. I think she's about 8.50.
8.50 and 2.70 the place. That's race 7, number 8 at the Valley tonight.
What about the first of our Group 1s tomorrow at Rose Hill Valley? Ali, Vinery Stud Stakes.
I'm sticking with Pavitra in the Vinery Stud Stakes, and I'm a little bit nervous of Prowess coming from across the ditch, but I looked at her and I've just looked back at her recent form, and while she's going incredibly well with four wins, you know, coming into this, she's been up quite a while, so this will be her fifth run for the prep, and it's a really hard feat for her to travel over here and to put lengths on our good fillies. So that probably is my query with her, and I think that she will be a better Oaks filly over the bit of a longer trip. So I think if you're looking at the top two in the market with her and Pavitra, I think this is Pavitra's race to win. I think she's a little bit more dynamic over 2,000. She's got a better turn of foot. So I think Pavitra will beat her today. And then if they both go on to the Oaks, Prowess will probably beat her in the Oaks. But I think Pavitra should hopefully turn it on her today. And then I think Fireburn can run a really big race. So Pavitra to win and Fireburn to place. And she's at the value too.
The Tancred, the other Group 1 tomorrow, the 2,400-metre Group 1. And Gold Trip's a $4.20 favourite. Montefilia, $4.60. Cleveland for Joseph O'Brien, $7. Knight's Order last year's Sydney Cup winner at $8.50. 10 and longer the rest. Who are you with, Ali?
I'm with Cleveland. I went and watched him work on Wednesday morning with Kieran McAvoy. And he just sat off his stablemate, I think Temple of Artemis, his name is. And Temple of Artemis was doing not too much more and worked himself into a bit of a lather. So he had a really good blowout. And Cleveland sat off him and did barely anything, but it just absolutely cruised. He's a big, strong horse who covers a lot of ground when he moves. He's fit. And Karen mentioned that. I said to Karen after it, you know, you weren't obviously out there to do too much this morning. And he said that Joseph had said to him he's rock hard fit coming over here, so I don't need to do too much. Obviously, he's heading for a Sydney Cup. So that could be my only query with him is how much he'll push his run today here in the Tancred. It's the Sydney Cup is his grand final. But just off seeing him on Wednesday morning, I think he's worth an each way bet as well, particularly if he performs the way that these Europeans have been so far.
Yeah, $7 the win, $2.40 the place. That is race 8, number 9, Cleveland. Any other best bets across anywhere?
Yeah, I like a tissue in the Emancipation resuming. I think she's way over the odds as well. She's a very, very talented mare, and she always seems to get somewhat overlooked in the market. I think she's at about $9 as well.
$10.
Yeah, there you go. So she's resuming. I've liked both her recent trials. She hasn't had too long off the scene. We haven't seen her. I think she was out there for the Ingham and she was third on that occasion. She's pretty versatile on ground, so if we get more rain today and we end up in the soft range, I'd imagine that she will be able to certainly handle that. So first up, I'll go with the tissue. She's got the first up form on the board as well. And then in the last at Rose Hill, I'm going with Ita today, on Saturday. And then I've got a couple today, actually. So hopefully we can find some today. And again, you know, I always like to try and find a bit of value. So just on that, I'm going to Geelong, which is obscure for where I would normally go. But there's a horse called New Hampshire who's back at gelding this preparation and was pretty disappointing when resuming, but it looked to me as though he choked down. So he sort of loomed at the turn and then did nothing. So tongue tie going on for the first time today. Let's give him one more chance because we'll get a price about him. So that's New Hampshire at Geelong today in race 2.
Race 2, number 4, Geelong. New Hampshire is $7.230 the place. Keep going, Ali.
And then I've got Aubrey today as well. I've got Southern Lad in race 8. He's second up. He had a big weight to contend with when he ran first up at Canberra. And he sticks with 62 on his back, but I just think he'll strip a lot fitter and he looked like he had more to come from that run. So Southern Lad in race 8 at Aubrey today.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and then I've got, look, I mean, I don't want to encourage too many people to jump on here because it's a really, it's actually quite a strong field, obviously, with the likes of the Kirima horses and Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. But in the Aubrey Gold Cup, I really like the Guru for Teresa Badeup. Teresa's horses just always run consistently. She prepares them really well for these types. Coming out of City Grade at Warwick Farm, ran fourth there over 21 steps back to 2,000. Jet Stanley aboard with only 54 and has a really good strike rate at Aubrey. So I'm just having a bit of a throw at the stumps here with the Guru. Just, I think, overs in the Aubrey Gold Cup.
Love it, Ali. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.